Kia ora, everyone.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Welcome to the Coco Talk podcast. I'm joined with my beautiful host, my beautiful co-host, Vanessa Foad.
Kia ora, everyone.
What's cracking, mate? How you been?
Yeah, really good, actually, as of today. Are we going like honest or have we been like entertaining, but like straight up?
I don't know.
Yeah, a couple of months.
I can only be one way, Vanessa.
Well, annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last couple of months have been a little bit rough. Rough for the mental health, I think.
I think not only that, we've had quite a few guests on in the last month, the last 2 months. We've only just managed to get them all out, what, last week or this week?
Yeah,
so we got the last one of
six or seven guests. Yeah, that was new for us to like bring people into our home and entertain and have conversations, and not only the podcast but like before and after. And I think that was one of our visions or one of our goals was like, cool, we want this podcast, but we'd love for to have people over, like into our own home.
Yeah,
so that was cool, like to see something come to life. Yeah, how was that for you?
I think we've always talked about having like guests on. But when it comes down to like organizing it, setting aside a time, it's like, too hard, basket. Yeah. Let's talk some shit. But it was cool actually going out and completing something for once, or, you know, going out and interacting with people and inviting people over and them saying yes is a bit of a surprise. Mm. Oh, actually, it's not really that much of a surprise. Most of the people we had on are friends of ours or acquaintances of some sort.
Act like they're some faraway famous people.
But it was cool, yeah.
Yeah, how was how was having conversation in real life on a podcast? Because I know we always talk to people and we're pretty open, but it's not until you press record and you're with someone and they have different beliefs to you that you see or you get to hear how you show up or how you respond. Or
I think I prefer that kind of way of communicating because I just think on social media or when you're listening to a podcast, you don't really have any you don't really interact with it when you're listening to one. And when you're on social media, shit, you can interact with anything, you know. But when you're sitting down with someone face to face, you can, you know, read the mannerisms. You can hear the tone in their voice. You know, there's not too much to hide behind when you're like face to face with someone. So it's awesome and I prefer it.
Yeah, I put up a post today for anyone who follows me on social media. Just talking about over-identifying, like, mainly my own sort of story, you know, I can only speak from experience, but how I over-identified with being Māori and then I jumped on this fucking weird bandwagon of...
We hate everyone! Colonization! Was that the bandwagon?
Something like that. Yeah, it was a little bit like that. I feel a bit hot because I'm a bit embarrassed too that I went down that road. But, you know, fucking good lesson. But what I realised is... because I revealed particular markings on my chin, you know, moko kowai, that the only opportunity to have this kind of conversation was online. And to have people that, you know, who also wear moko kowai were online. So that's where my conversation, that's where my information, that's where my learning had taken place.
Yeah.
Which is good, you know, that we have access to information, but it wasn't my lived experience. And so because I guess didn't look after myself, like energetically, I didn't look after myself and having a backbone in some way and believing what I truly believe, that I left myself open to morph into other people's stories and other people's narratives around like, you know, I'm so upset about this and this happened to me. And I was like, oh, that really sucks. And then all of a sudden I'm screaming about it the next day to someone. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
That whole like, you need to say something. You need to do something. You need to do it. No one else is going to do it.
Yeah, but there is. There are people that are going to do it. It's just not for you. Like, shut up, bitch. I'm talking to myself here. And I've only really kind of like fully come full circle with that, I think, as of yesterday, which is really nice to see where I went. Not wrong, but... sold myself out based on a narrative that didn't belong to me, if that makes sense.
Where'd this narrative come from?
Of over-identifying?
Yeah.
Just social media. Like, it's no one forced anything on me. I just consumed way too much fucking social media. It was a lack within myself. Something, I guess, I wanted to be, to fit in into the Māori community because I'd never had really.
The Māori social media community.
Yeah, true. Two different things. They're
very different things.
Ooh.
Because you don't see none of them aunties on fucking Instagram going, you need to do this and you need to do that.
Yeah,
because those aunties are too busy fucking looking after the next generation.
Well, that's my auntie, and teaching. Yeah, one of my aunties down the road. She's a bomb. She's like one of my mentors, actually. Shot Ivy. Love you, auntie. Yeah, I think it was a lack of pride within what I already had.
Yeah.
So I wasn't proud to be Māori unless I had ticked certain boxes, or I wasn't willing to put myself out there as this is what I identify as. But fuck, like, who cares if you don't know the language? Like, that's totally okay. Who cares if you're it's not a who cares, like, fuck you, who cares, but it's okay not to care about something that does not concern you, even if other people are, like, up in arms about it. Like, I remember when there was, like, trees being cut down back home. Bro, so sad. Like, honestly, that should affect me.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes my heart hurt a little bit, like, because I understand the importance of, you know, what it means to our people. But does that mean I need to lose sleep over it, or something that's happening completely far away from me? And also, I got other shit to do.
Yeah.
Like, look after my kids. Do you know what I mean? I think it got to a point where I was taking away from myself and what was really important at home and being an advocate for, like, these people and causes I genuinely did not give two fucks about.
Yeah.
And that sounds really harsh, but I think we have to be honest with ourselves. Like, what do you actually really give, like, care about? And what are you just running your mouth about? And what do you genuinely understand?
I think there's a big difference between, like, running your mouth or, like, your opinion on something. Like, some people could have, like, the most aggressive opinion on something, but they might not know any information that comes that's involved with that. They may not have done any homework. It might be just off a fucking meme.
But you can hear that when someone speaks. But that's what I mean. I heard it in myself.
Yeah, but it might be just from, like, an article. But, like, I think it's really up to the person. Whether you find out that you're doing the wrong thing, or you decide that you're doing the wrong thing, or you just think, I'm a hundies this, I'm heading in this direction, this is the right thing for me right now.
I think it's when someone puts their, whether you need to change your mind because this is really important right now.
Yeah.
It's like, cool story, bro, but no one fucking asked you, and I got other shit to do. And also, who are you? Like, what is your name? Where do you live? Like, fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've done the same thing. Like,
but you've reached out to people to say.
No, never. No way. Never. That's fucking stupid. Here's one thing. If you are listening, I get sent stuff around cultural appropriation. So I get screenshots of, like, companies, and they feel that I need to stand up for it. And it's like, hey, you're an Indigenous woman. Hey, you're a Māori woman. Hey, you know, we're moko kauai. This is happening within your culture. I just wanted to let you know. It's like, but I didn't ask. Like, I see the see why we should be angry about it. I see why there needs to be a change. But I don't think me screenshotting something, putting someone down, and then saying, like, it's because they're white, it's because they're racist, and to shut them down, like, what the fuck for? I'm going to forget about those people, bro. They got families and shit. Like, this sounds so bypassy, but we are all fucking human beings, and I think that's the part we're forgetting.
But it's also, like, when?
When what?
When did I fucking ask? Honestly.
It's true.
Who the fuck are these people? Like, I understand that you've got a following, and, like, you're very transparent on social media. I guess with your page and everything, you're very transparent with, like, how you think, how you act, what you believe in. So I don't understand that side of it, because my social media is fucking just a 24/7 party.
No one asks you for anything.
So guys, if you want to fucking send me some screenshots, shit, if it's gonna get me followers, no dick pics, thanks.
Why not? But I think that's like when we talk about following famous people, or how easy it is to call them out and say, hey, you have a huge following, you have an influence, you have a voice, so it's really important that you talk about this because you have the platform to share. It's like, but who the fuck are you? Like, who are you? And even for myself, like, why is it that people reach out to me because I have a certain amount of human beings who interact with a page? Like, why are you not telling your auntie that as well? Why are you not telling your pastor down the road? Why are you not telling the lady, like, when she's making your coffee? But it's just so easy to see, okay, cool, there's, like, a particular number. That number then says to me, you are an influencer in some way. How you hold yourself, the way you look means that you should be caring about a particular topic.
Yeah.
We're not really.
Mm. I think it's people that are trying, I guess people like find out a new way of thinking, a new way of living, and they realize it works really, really well for them. And then they get this like burning fire inside their soul to share it. I guess an example of this is when I started training in MMA. I started training and I was like, holy shit, I never really done sports before this and I fucking love it. And look at the improvements I've got from it. I need to tell everyone. I learned something new about nutrition. All right, I'll ring my dad and be like, we need to stop eating like this. You need to stop doing this. You need to stop doing that. This is going to make you healthier. Mm. And the response I get is like, who the fuck are you? And when did I ask? My dad doesn't swear like that though. And like, for me, at that time, I'm like, nah, honestly, you're going to live longer if you eat properly, if you, you know, if you feed your body with the right fuel, your body's going to be able to do more, and you're going to be able to live longer. But I never, ever understood the other side. Mm. It was always, I'm right, I'm right. You got to understand, I've seen the results of living like this. I've seen the results of, what do you call it, eating like this, introducing these, like, healthy lifestyle habits into your life. You need to do it. But with zero understanding of the life or the traumas or the experience that these people have lived and the reason why they eat the way they do, the reason why they do the things they do, just coming in, guns blazing, not knowing fuck all and thinking you've got all the answers. I think there's a way of entering conversations. Mm. You know, I think humility is a massive part of it. When you talk to people, you talk from the heart, you talk from your own experiences, you talk from your own fuck-ups, you talk from your own wins, you know?
And I think it's asking the question like, hey, would you like some help with this? And if you get a no, then shut up and carry on with what you're normally talking about.
Go find someone else to influence.
Oh, yuck. And I feel yuck because I'm like, that was me. Eh, gifts.
But I also think it's like, that was you. Like in our relationship, I see you doing all that shit. And I'm like, that's on you. Mm-mm. It's like, if you believe it, go hundies. You know, like we don't force each other to believe the same things. And I don't force you to live the same way I live. I don't force you to keep up the same like morals that I live by. So when I see you doing this kind of stuff, I'm like, bro, that's on you, man. You want to have the conversation, we'll sit down, we'll have it. But you got to understand, I don't agree with like half the things.
We don't agree with a lot.
Yeah, cool. To the max.
It's the best. Keeps things spicy.
Mm. But it helps with the conversation because it's really hard to come at each other with something that we, and I actually, it's pretty easy if like we disagreed on things and I didn't like you, I'll just fucking tell you to your face that you're an idiot. Mm. But because we've got this relationship, because we can communicate like pretty well, there's an understanding that your mate over there doesn't really have all the information, or your mate over there has never really seen this kind of personality before, or somebody's opinion. So it's like, all right, cool. If you got questions, we'll talk about it. We, you know, we'll broach the subject, but you know, it's on you what you believe in at the end of the day.
I've found it really hard to understand you over the years because I keep coming from a place of, not anymore, but I keep coming from a place of, we need to believe in this in order for us to progress forward. We need to believe in this way of health. We need to believe in this way of parenting. We need to believe like together and hold hands and fucking hook up on the way in order for it to be successful. When really two different people can come together and still understand each other, have their own beliefs and continue a life that's fucking happy for the individual.
I think no one's ever going to fucking get along 1,000,000%. You know, whether they're black, brown, yellow, green, orange, like you can get along with anyone, but you're never going to get along with every single thing that they do in their life or how they lead their life, how they parent, how they eat, the extracurricular activities they like to engage in over the weekends. We're never going to get completely along, but you find these little spots, you know, oh shit, that reminds me of my mate from high school. Oh shit, that reminds me of things my dad do. Hey, things my dad do. That didn't make any sense. Things my dad used to do, you know, these characteristics that you tie to these personalities throughout your life. Mm-mm. And then you realize, oh, shit, we can get along. Oh, I see those downfalls. All good. We're mates. So I'm not going to tell you how to fix it. But like, shit, I hang out with you for you, not for what you got or what you're able to have or the way that you think. You know, and I'm not going to force my opinions on you. If we have the discussion, we have the discussion. But I think in this day and age, holy shit, the influencer police are just out in power, you know, the screenshotters, the new profile creators, you know, don't agree with something, change the profile. don't agree with something, screenshot. Look what this guy said. Look what this one said in the DMs.
And slide into someone else's DMs.
Oh, that's the fucking grossest shit. So I don't gross. Know how this was allowed, you know? Mm. I don't know how these fucking cowardly bitches, I'm not saying females, I'm just saying bitches in general.
Dog.
Have been given this voice, man. And then they empower these other fuckheads that thinking that, you know, they think that way. They're like, oh, this guy believes it. This guy believes it. I'm going to keep doing like that.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah. Every single one of them.
Is that how you read the voices? Do you make up voices when you read someone? Okay, if someone's having like a fucking mean rant, bro, I like put on different voices in my head how I'm going to read
it. Oh, really? Yeah. I read it and I'm like halfway like through going, oh, fuck up. Yeah, keep scrolling. Where's the memes?
Where's the dick pics? What were we talking about?
Just like when you try and force your opinion onto someone or you force your beliefs.
Yeah, I think it's about coexisting. Like how can we coexist? And I think it's a very difficult practice to have coexisting on social media because it's not real. We all know it's not real. Anyone who thinks it's real, like maybe take a step back. But it's not a real space. Even if people are like, you're so authentic, you're so real. It's like, man, I'm only sharing like the smallest fragment of myself with you. And then you get to choose how you want to see that based on your eyes and your experience and your ears and the mood that you're in. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a weird time.
I wouldn't mind getting some of those you're so authentic messages. Some of those ego boosters.
I'll send one now.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so authentic, babe.
Can you just create a different profile?
Yeah, it's interesting, man. It's interesting to, like, especially when you start to add culture into things. And, bro, honestly, like, some of our podcasts, I think I have, like, I'll take ownership for that, where I've identified too much of, like, the trauma story or the suffering story of our people and trying to highlight or trying to prove a point in some way rather than just allowing the experience to be what it is.
Mm. And I think a massive part of it is the understanding that not everyone had the same upbringing as you. Mm. And I mean, that's like across the broad board. Like I see people, I mean, like out in the community and stuff. I'll meet someone from South Auckland. Off the bat, we're able to relate. We'll start talking. We'll go deep. We'll talk about what high school they went to. Do you know this person? Do you know that person? I might meet someone from fucking Toowoomba. I can't relate to anything this person's talking about. Am I going to be a dick about it? Nah. You know, you want to learn something. I ain't from Toowoomba. I want to know what they're doing over there. But sometimes we get caught up in our little bubbles, our little communities, and we look at everyone else as they're the enemy. Look at this idiot. Look at this stupid Balangi. You know? But it's like when you see them as an actual person, that's when it changes. That's when you're like, oh, shit. I got to make this interaction count. You know, I'm not going to try and force them to think the way I think. But I want to get, like, I want to learn something. I want to take something away from this. I was listening to a podcast, Joe Rogan and the dude from Van Halen. Shit, I've forgotten his name now. But this guy's, I think he's like in his 70s or 80s now. And he was talking about what his dad would say when they'd sit down at the table for dinner each night. And his dad would ask these questions, you know. What did you do today that was constructive? What did you do today that you're going to put in your book? What did you do today that can help the people sitting at this table? And he's like, be of value. It's like, don't just go work your 9 to 5, come home, watch your TV. That's cool if that's the life you want to live. But it's like, if you want to like add something to the world, if you want to help out a little bit, don't go telling people what to do. Just be of value.
I think that's one thing I've learned from you. Amen, babe. You're so authentic.
Thanks.
That's one thing I think I learned from you is from the beginning, you were always like, I'm never going to tell you what to do. Like, that's on you. I was like, oh, but I want to tell you what to do. So let's make it equal. Then I'll feel better about myself. Fuck yeah. But that hasn't worked so far. Oh, too funny. Yeah, what else? What else has been happening?
We're sparking up our Four Bags full series.
Yes.
So back in 2016, we sold up everything and we traveled through Southeast Asia for almost a year.
Yeah.
Which was pretty amazing. I didn't realize like how many memories and stories we left back there because, you know, we hadn't looked at the photos in ages. We hadn't read through the blog posts in ages. But
we're in a funky headspace then too. Like, we're very different people. Mm.
So it'll be interesting to like just touch on that again where we're going to, we're just going to start a Four Bags Full series where we talk about our travels, leading up to our travels, where we went, the different adventures and stories and stupid things we got up to. Because to be honest,
how our marriage nearly broke up.
Yeah, hard. I think leading up to that, leading up to the our little traveling journey adventure, like I had it pictured in my mind, it's going to be like fucking Anthony Bourdain visiting all these different like fucking soup spots and like describing the flavors and talking to the aunties that are cooking the food. And then you get out there and you're like, holy shit.
This is really hard.
Okay, so I don't know how to use video editing software on my laptop. I don't know how to use the fancy new GoPro I've bought. I don't know how to share my actual experiences and what I think about things. I'm too scared to share my actual opinions on things.
So, I think we're both sort of afraid to speak about what we really wanted to do too. I think there was a lot of like pleasing.
I think it was like just scared to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And to have to cop like the negative comments, even though we didn't really get negative comments.
I meant between me and you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, I was scared to voice out, this is what I really want to do. This is an adventure I really want to go on. This is a country I want to go to. I don't want to participate in that. Yeah. I think voicing like our desires or what we really wanted to do and using the time to feed us.
Yeah.
I mean, feed like our soul, not our puku or anything. Oh, and we had kids. We had pulled them out of school. We had no fucking idea what we were doing, which made it even more exciting. This was the first time we had spent time together. So we had always lived with my mum.
Yeah.
So it was our first time alone as a couple and as a family.
Mm.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, man. It was pretty amazing the amount of arguments we had. We didn't have too many arguments, but when we did have arguments, holy shit, we had to like deal with it on the spot. And our kids were like in the vicinity to hear it. And we had to like control our fucking volume and the shit that was coming out of our mouths. Mm. Yeah, it was pretty hard.
And culturally too, like in certain countries, you don't just open your mouth and pop off like you would down in the mall down here. Yeah, you fucking can't. Like, that does not happen.
Mm.
You know, there's a way that you have to hold yourself and being polite to those around you. And when really you just want to pop off, but you're like smiling, like, Swadika.
I think that was one of the like coolest things about it is that we weren't in a westernized country. So you didn't have those entitlements to fall back on. I love it. Mm. I love going to places like that. I love it when like you've just got your own feet to stand on, you know, your job, your house. Your education has nothing when you enter these kind of countries and you interact with these kind of people and you're trying to like communicate and not knowing the language.
No worries, I put it on. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, sorry, we just got interrupted by our 3-year-old asking for the Blippi video to be changed.
So. If anyone lets their kids watch Blippi, fuck, he's annoying, but he works though. Like,
he's awesome. Numbers, colors.
He's too much.
Yeah, so that's something we're looking at. That'll probably be the next podcast where we introduce you guys to the Four Bags Full journey, series, journey, whatever you want to call it.
And record Four Bags Full because we only had two kids at the time and we sold everything and just had one backpack each.
Mm.
That's why we called Four Bags Full.
Four Bags
Full. So immature. So if you have any questions, let us know. Send us an email. But we went to a few countries. So we did a one-way flight to Malaysia, spent some time there, head to Laos, Thailand, China, back to Malaysia, Bali, New Zealand, Raro. Yeah, we moved around a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about it, actually.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Mm. All right.
All right.
Good time to end the podcast. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for your support as well. Like, we received incredible feedback for all the guests that we had, not about us, but more so the stories that were shared. Mm. And I think that's the reason why we wanted to have guests on, is to practice sharing people's stories for what they are. We're not here to like argue or to point a finger. It's just like, cool, what was your experience?
I think not only that,
give us perspective.
These people that we had on like have amazing stories, you know, and like from talking to them, I'm like, why do I get along with this person? And then they start expanding on like where they grew up, how they grew up, the life they've led. I'm like, holy shit, can you please tell your story? Your story's fucking amazing.
Mm.
And yeah, I just want to thank everyone that's come on the podcast. We started up an Instagram page just so that we've got things specific to Cook and Talk podcast. If you follow that page, thank you very much. We are going to be a bit more active on there.
Hard.
Because we do want to, you know, get this Cook and Talk podcast. Oh, sorry, this Four Bags Full podcast going.
One more thing. We are planning a Coco Talk live event. So it is happening in somewhere in Brisbane and the Gold Coast in August. So one of the guests, G, if you remember her, we were talking about our mental health with our parents. She's helping us. Thank you so much, G. We love you. Organise this event. And we're we will have a panel of guest speakers, including myself and Gerhard, an audience. If anyone watches Kill Tony or listens to Kill Tony, it'll have that kind of a vibe. So we're not Kill Tony, but
more of Jerry Springer, Sally Jesse, Raphael. No, not Sally Jesse. Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake's what it is.
Who was your favorite out of all of them?
Ricky Lake.
Yeah, because she had the. I mean.
What?
What?
Oscar Kiley came on Ricky
Brown
Lake.
Hair. No.
Oscar's my cousin.
Just like The Rock. But yeah, that'll be coming soon. We'll have all the details up. But the idea is just to, you know, we talk so much on social media and we think we're having uncomfortable conversations, but it's not until you are eye to eye and in a room full of people that you get to really test what's coming out of your mouth. And not in a, bro, fuck, I'm going to test you, like, fuck you, but a...
It's like critical thinking.
Cool, an opportunity to learn and to feel a bit of discomfort. Yeah. Our son needs monster trucks. We love you. Thank you so much. Later, and we'll see you on the next one.